The Enterprise Opportunity Forum Ghana, a group of graduates, has called for the intervention of the National Service Board to enable the National Service Secretariat to deduct 20 Ghana cedis per month from the allowances of members to the graduate fund it has established. The appeal follows the Secretariat's rejection of a resolution by personnel for deductions to the fund. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the executive director of the forum, Malcolm Selassie Asamoa, said the group will resort to hunger strike if the National Service Board refuses the appeal. He spoke to Baba Otu.
This is a group of graduates and students who want to help themselves do something. We have decided to take this initiative because we believe that we can't rely on others, like government. So we have to come together collectively and then help ourselves. So we came up with this program called Graduates Fund, where each member, anybody that joins us, is expected to also put in something into the fund, which becomes bulk money for us to fall on, to create jobs for ourselves and also take care of other personal things that we want. So members who are students, when they start their national service, we have agreed that they should do their contribution at the time that they are doing their service, because whilst they are in school, they may not have money to put in. So we put in a request by way of a resolution to the service secretary that this is what a group of people are doing. And for that matter, we need to rely on them to be able to do the deduction for us. So we send a request, of which they rejected it, and they gave reasons for rejecting our request. That if they should grant us permission for deductions to be done, it will become additional work for their management. And then secondly, they also believe that it will be much more simpler for our members who are service personnel to take their allowance and pay to the fund directly. They are saying that if they do such a deduction, it will go against their auditing rules. But we find all these reasons as unfair, discriminatory, flimsy, and not in place.
In what way can this fund benefit your members?
Well, as you already know, there's something that we're fighting in Ghana. There's a canker called unemployment. And that has affected almost most of the graduates that come out of school. So this program is to help us raise funds by ourselves, not from any other person. So when we put these funds together, we can be able to create enterprises for ourselves. We can be able to use the money to take care of our personal needs and our welfare as a group.
So what is your organization's appeal seeking for?
We want the board to consider our appeal and then overturn the decision of management of the secretariat and advise them to allow for deductions to be done, because on the whole, this is a program that will go a long way to help a lot of graduates. Now, number two, we are also seeking for the board to advise the service secretariat to grant us permission to carry out a nationwide exercise where we'll be educating any service personnel on graduate fund, and those who wish to be part of us will register them. And this should be annual staff, not just one day.
What is your organization planning to do if the board refuses to allow for deductions to be made?
Well, we have given the board 2 months within which to reconsider our resolution, and if after 2 months what they've decided on doesn't go our way, we're going to protest by way of a hunger strike against the National Service Scheme.
The group is also calling for the resignation of the Volta Regional Director and the Akachi District Director of the scheme, Gabriel Nyoke, whom they believe is a mastermind behind the initiative which seeks to champion the cause of unemployed graduates.